Facebook, Twitter, and Google are all sending their reps to Washington this week. They're going to testify about how their social media platforms were used as part of a Russian campaign to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The companies have already released some information on that and what they're doing to prevent it from happening again. Twitter announced last week, for example, that it would be banning all ads from Russian media outlets RT and Sputnik, saying that they, quote, attempted to interfere with the election on behalf of the Russian government.
This decision is entirely unjustified.
That's Anna Belkina. She's the director of marketing and strategic development at RT. Now, we've heard a lot here in the U.S. from people who allege that RT tried to interfere in the election on the Kremlin's behalf. But what about RT's response?
Twitter, even in making that decision, has not presented any evidence of this supposed interference.
But RT was purchasing advertisements on Twitter last year, correct?
Correct. Now, our advertising was never targeted towards the U.S. election specifically. And in fact, what's important to also keep in mind about Twitter's decision last week, that came 2 hours, or the announcement came 2 hours after RT started disclosing the presentation, the pitch that Twitter made to RT last May, that was specifically about getting RT to spend big on advertising during the U.S. election. RT rejected this offer. We stuck to our, to our original plan, never focused on any, specifically on any election-related matter throughout the, even the most kind of intense months of the campaign, as overall, throughout that year.
So you continued to advertise on Twitter.
We continued to advertise.
And what were you promoting, your own content?
Yeah, exactly. So we'd publish, we'd publish a story, we think this is, this is an interesting story, interesting RT article. That is something that we would push. But, we actually kind of, in the wake of the Twitter report, went back to see, what the top tweets were that we were promoting during that time period. And we haven't published it yet, but we probably are going to, in the near future in some way. And it's not in any way, it's not in any way election related. And then again, even Twitter itself does not give any particular evidence of what kind of supposed misinformation or RT has spread during the election. And yet it conflates our completely legal, lawful, regular, good faith activities with that of trolls and bots.
But
and
if you have this list of ads you have purchased, why not publish it and let transparency do its thing?
Well, as I said, this is something that's probably going to happen, soon. We're, that's definitely on the table.
So as we've mentioned, there will be these hearings in Washington this week on how Twitter was used by Russians to interfere with last year's election. When it comes to RT, what are you hoping comes up during these hearings?
Well, we're hoping, in regards to Twitter, we're hoping that they are truthful about our relationship with them, about the fact that they were the ones who came to us with a massive proposal, about the fact that we didn't pursue it, about the fact that we've turned down that proposal, as a matter of fact. And we can have sort of constructive kind of conversation going forward.
So, Anna, let me just move briefly away from this story for a minute, although it's kind of a related sidebar, and just ask you about this ad campaign we noticed in the Moscow airport. RT has put up several satirical messages like, missed a plane, lost an election, blame it on us. There's also, come closer and find out who we're planning to hack next. What are you hoping to achieve through this campaign? Because it sounds like you are co-opting the same critiques that we're talking about.
Yes. So first of all, I'm really happy to hear that you kind of chuckled while, while reading, reading the messages. First of all, these messages are not about U.S. election specifically, or about U.S. politics specifically. This is a pattern that we've seen kind of all over sort of the Western world, that it's so easy for a politician when something is not going their way to come out and say, you know what? It's because of the Russians don't want me to win. It's Russian propaganda. It's Russian campaign against me. And that's just sort of, becomes kind of a golden ticket, regardless of whether there's any facts to back that up.
Anna Belkina is head of communications at RT. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.